Let's go back to January the 28th, 1998. That's when the state of Indiana lost one of its most remarkable citizens. John Morton Finney of Indianapolis died at the age of 108 years. He was the son of two slaves. Dr. Morton Finney was born on June the 25th, 1889. During World War I, he served in the Army unit of black soldiers, known as the Buffalo Soldiers. He loved learning, believing that when you stop learning, that's about the end of you. During his lifetime, this man, born of slave parents, earned 15 college degrees, including degrees in law, mathematics, history, and French, and he became fluent in five languages. He earned his last degree at the age of 75. Following World War I, he began a career in education, teaching languages in black colleges. The pay was low, however, so he accepted a position teaching languages in the Indianapolis public school system as well. He was the first teacher hired for Crispus Attucks, an Indianapolis high school for black students that opened back in 1927. He retired from teaching in 1947, and then he practiced law and actively participated in that profession until his death. He was admitted to practice before the United States Supreme Court in 1972 and was inducted into the National Bar Association's Hall of Fame in 1991. When Dr. Morton Finney turned 108 years old, the federal government invited him to a special ceremony in Washington, D.C. They were going to honor him for his service to his country. He declined the invitation. He said he was just too busy at 108 to attend the ceremonies. At the time of his death, in 1998, he was the last remaining survivor of the Buffalo Soldiers and was believed to be the oldest practicing attorney in the United States. He was laid to rest with full military honors in Crown Hill Cemetery in Indianapolis. It was once said of Winston Churchill that Churchill lived a life, not an apology. And I believe the very same words could be said of Dr. John Morton Finney, the son of two slave parents. Talking of many things, I'm Ed Hasnarl.